Pedestrian deaths have increased in Nashville in recent years, and crash-prone areas are well documented. Now, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports a debate is growing between safety advocates and city officials about how and how quickly streets can be made safer.
In 2014, Metro identified its most dangerous intersections, and it's come up with a detailed action plan to fix many of them. But the nonprofit Walk Bike Nashville has just issued a report card on efforts to follow that plan in the past year. And Executive Director Nora Kern says some quick, low-cost safety ideas are taking too long.
I mean, it's time to really start moving forward with those locations because that's where people we already knew were getting hit and injured and killed and have continued to be.
Nolensville Road, for example, has been through a lot of planning, but few actual changes. Kern wants restriping of crosswalks or added signage and lighting. But Jeff Hammond with Metro Public Works cautions that a high-traffic state highway can't just dabble in so-called quick-build measures.
We kind of take the attitude, if it's good enough for quick-build, it's good enough to do it, you know, in concrete and asphalt and do it.
So instead, Public Works is asking people to wait for major improvements. Walk Bike Nashville does offer praise. The group finds a rapid increase in sidewalks and bike lanes and applauds improvements to the bus system, despite no major increase in funding. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.